Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
What do Christians in the Holy Land expect from Pope Francis's visit in May? How will this trip differ from previous papal visits? Is there real hope for Christianity in the land of its birth? Charles Collins spoke to Father David Jaeger, a Franciscan friar of the Custody of the Holy Land.
This is a time like no other when the Christian communities in the Holy Land, in the broadest sense of the term, which includes the surrounding biblical countries of Syria as well as Jordan and Lebanon and the core Holy Land, so to speak, the Christian communities in that part of the world need all the moral support and encouragement and fatherly guidance and advice the Holy Father can give them.
This trip is coming on the 50th anniversary, just after the 50th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's historic visit. John Paul II visited the Holy Land. Pope Benedict XVI visited the Holy Land. How is the visit of Pope Francis different than these previous visits?
Each one of the previous pilgrimages was different from each of the others. And I myself like to look at them as successive chapters in one pilgrimage of the Pope, whoever the individual is at any given moment, of the Pope to the Holy Land. So each of them had its specificity. The pilgrimage by Pope Paul VI was the first time ever that Peter returned to his native country, the native country of Jesus Christ. The pilgrimage by John Paul II strongly celebrated and reaffirmed the role of the holy places in testifying to the great events of our salvation. The visit of Pope Benedict XVI in 2009 was oriented to the Catholic communities most of all, and to celebrating and being with them in different parts of the Holy Land. These are, of course, gross generalizations, but they are necessary for there to be some kind of discourse about it. And now the pilgrimage willed by Pope Francis is built according to a key that it is given to us to understand will be strongly ecumenical, will be geared most especially to emphasizing the unity that Christians feel most deeply when challenged and under pressure, a unity that in such circumstances tends to encourage us not to pay excessive attention to differences that are not necessitated by the gospel. I myself understand from what we have seen so far that this is an important plank in the Pope's program for this pilgrimage, which will, of course, have so much more in it, as the other pilgrimages did as well.
Back in October, the Pope named Francis visited Assisi, the home of the Franciscans. Now, in this visit to the Holy Land, the care of all these sacred sites in the Holy Land has been entrusted to the Franciscans for centuries. Is this also a Franciscan moment again for Pope Francis?
Entirely so. Entirely so. It was the Holy Land, was the mission preferred by St. Francis, was ever on his mind, and is therefore the first and principal mission of the Franciscan Order. And it is entirely fitting, therefore, in the logic of things, as you said, that the Holy Father will follow his visit to Assisi by the visit to the Holy Land. It is also connected to the core message of the Holy Father, namely a return to the gospel, which was the message of Francis. Francis did not establish any kind of new ideology or religious school. The rule that he dictated to his followers was quite simply to follow the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what the Holy Father is telling us. He's telling us to testify to the world, not to what he calls a disjointed multitude of doctrines, but to the one gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Land is the first living witness to that, in a sense, to the genuineness, to the concreteness, to the historicity of the gospel in every sense of the word historicity.
As a final question, you mentioned this present moment, this with the hostilities happening in Syria, with the fallout from that in Lebanon, with the ongoing non-resolution of the Middle East peace process. Is there hope for Christianity in the Holy Land?
There's always hope. Which is not, however, the same thing as optimism. Christians always have hope. The Christian presence in the Holy Land over the last 2,000 years or so has gone so many vicissitudes and so many moments that in various respects could easily rival the present sufferings. And yet, through all of it, precisely Christian hope, united to faith and animated by love, has made sure that the witness to the gospel would never lack in the land of the gospel. And the pilgrimage by the Holy Father, by the vicar of Jesus Christ and the successor of the Blessed Peter, is a huge affirmation of that commitment of the Universal Church.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.